So what is the conscience, and is it the same as guilt, and is it conscience, is it not consciousness, or is it something different? Answer, there are, first let's understand the concept that whatever we experience, it is through our consciousness. So even the mind, when we say, mind says something, ultimately it is the consciousness that is invested in it. Without that, even the mind cannot speak anything. Say for example, if the soul is here, the mind is here, the intelligence is here. They say the mind is saying something, the intelligence is saying something else. When we say like that, ultimately the mind and the intelligence, we could say they are like, program devices, and they are like the default programs of our software of our subtle body. So when they say something, so then when Google search gives us some proposition, or some folder comes as autocomplete on our computer. So at that time, it is a proposition. The mind offers, so like that, the mind offers us a proposition, the intelligence offers us a proposition. The soul, and its through its consciousness, is the observer and the chooser. Now, conscience is basically our innate sense of right and wrong. It could be intelligence, but in intelligence generally there is some rational analysis of what is right and wrong. But in conscience there is just an innate sense, no, this is not to be done. We don't have to reason why I should not do it. Say for some of us, if we had an opportunity to do some shoplifting. Now some of us may have been born and brought up such a way, this is not to be done. Now some of us may think, no, if I get caught, I'll be disgraced and I'll be embarrassed and this and that. That's why I'll better not, it's not worth doing it. So there's the use of intelligence where you think of the consequence and then we feel I'll not do this. But in conscience, it's not, we don't even have to think of the consequence so much. It just innately feels, no, this is not to be done. I can't do this. So now where does this conscience come from? It can come from our upbringing. So somebody who has been born and brought up in a vegetarian family may have a strong sense of conscience that I cannot eat meat. Somebody who has been born and brought up in a non-vegetarian family may not have that conscience at all. So sometimes our conscience may be culturally determined, and that's why it may not necessarily always be in harmony with what are the universal or eternal principles of right and wrong. But in many ways it may be, there are some principles that are right and wrong which are more or less universally understood. And conscience can at times also be the voice of the Paramatma speaking through us. But conscience is the sense of right or wrong. Now where is it stored? I would say that the subtle body is made up of mind, intelligence and false ego. This is just one way of analyzing. It's like a software. So another way of analyzing this is in the software, you could say that there are the operating system, there are the pre-installed apps, there are the user-installed apps. It's all software only. But you could analyze the software in another way. Okay, you know, these are word processing apps. These are environment assessing apps or whatever. These are more of entertainment apps. So now, there can be a different way of classifying the apps. So we could say the impressions in the subtle body can alternatively be classified also as instincts and impulses. In the impulses, instincts are like programmed intelligence. It is, intelligence is there, but we don't really think deeply about it. It just comes, this is what should be done. Like some people, some say somebody is good at music. They just hear some tune and they just get it. Oh, this is how it should be. This is how, this tune, I should play music this way. So, instincts we could say are impressions which are deep within, which are positive. Whereas impulses are negative in the sense that we act unintelligently because of the impulses. So similarly, conscience, our sense of conscience is like an impression stored within us. So I would call conscience also something like an instinct. Although the word instinct has a biological connotation to it, but
like reflex.
Yeah, like a reflex. But generally we talk about reflexes more in terms of physical dangers. But you could say conscience is like a moral reflex. And when we talk about guilt, I think conscience is the voice which can induce a sense of guilt within us. So guilt is more like the effect, and conscience is the source. Conscience can also make us feel good. I did the right thing over here. Conscience can also make us aware that you did the wrong thing over there. So it's more of a choice of the guidance about right or wrong is what conscience gives us. And the bad feeling that we get when we do wrong, that is what we call as guilt. So going back to that example, that if the wrongdoing is here, we are here. The wrongdoing is like the little finger, we are like the middle finger, and Krishna is like the thumb. Then the ring finger is conscience. It stops us from doing wrong thing. But if something stops us from doing the going towards Krishna, that is not conscience. That is more like you could call it pseudo conscience. It is the mind masquerading as if it's conscience. So there's a time when a devotee told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you came in my dream and you told me to take marijuana." And Prabhupada says, "Not me. It's Maya came in my garb." So that is the example. Sometimes some people may do something terribly wrong and they may say that, you know, my conscience told me. That's not your conscience. It's your mind masquerading as conscience. That's why we don't rely on conscience as an independent or absolute arbiter of right and wrong. We want to make sure that conscience is in harmony with scripture. Then it is the voice of God, otherwise it isn't.